This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. A dangerous synthetic drug easily available on the internet has surfaced in North Texas. At least two people ended up in the hospital after using U47700 at a recent party. One is in the ICU. Other cases around the country led to deaths. I talked about this with Dr. Joanne Schulte, a toxicologist with the North Texas Poison Center at Parkland Hospital in Dallas. What is U47700?
It was a research drug that was synthesized back in the 1970s by Upjohn. And people who registered went and synthesized it and started selling it over the internet. It has an opioid structure, so it's like heroin or morphine. People usually get their opioids as prescription drugs, or they buy heroin on the street. This was ordered over the internet, so I think we've got some worry that this is another way people are going to start buying opioids. And what's especially worrisome about this particular one is the people who ordered this over the internet that became sick here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area thought it was cocaine.
Thought they were ordering one thing and turned
it was
out
something
to be
else. Well, there's a lot of misrepresentation in what you order on the internet. It's labeled as research chemical, not for human consumption, but they're clearly pushing
people.
It for human consumption. And so these people thought that they were going to be using something that would give them a high like cocaine, and instead they got the cool, as they described it, of heroin, which they weren't expecting.
But I understand what it doesn't maybe last quite as long.
It's a shorter acting opioid, but the big concerns are respiratory depression. And if you have respiratory depression, meaning you don't breathe, you end up dead. And the person who was admitted to the intensive care unit was found blue in what doctors call agonal respirations, meaning taking your last breaths.
What's making this possible? I mean, just lack of regulation?
It's how do you regulate it? The people who are making it are doing it for the purpose of selling stuff that is, quote, legal at the point, and then eventually it's made illegal. I think what people who are deciding to use drugs need to be aware of is they don't know what they're ordering over the internet. These people who use this, I think, are pretty intelligent people in terms of, you know, they thought they were getting one thing and they had, you know, not just sent off money blindly or ordered stuff blindly, but what they got was not what they thought they were getting. So there's that element of danger. And then how pure or unpure is it? What kind of adulterants might there be in it? I mean, we've had other forms of drugs where there's strychnine in it, which is a potent poison. So we have a lot to do in terms of surveillance for these drugs to catch up. This is a new drug. This is the first time we've seen it in Texas, and we wanted to tell people, hey, be careful.
You don't really see much into this at this point, do you?
No, I don't. I think it's a new form of criminal behavior in terms of the people who are selling it. And I think public health and law enforcement have to do a much better job of coordinating to identify the drugs. Because the other thing is, even if you have somebody who comes in with what looks like a heroin overdose or an opioid overdose, and it's an unknown drug, you still have to figure out how long does it last. How long might they need to be treated? So there's a lot of unknowns in it. And I think that's just a moving target. And I think it's going to be a target with us for quite some time.
Dr. Schulte, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.